Dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
The series rolls on in Kinston, North Carolina, as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers play the fifth of six this week between them and the Down East Wood Ducks in their penultimate road series of the 2023 calendar year. Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Woodpeckers broadcast booth on the road here at Granger Stadium. My name is Colin Casey, filling in for Andrew Chapman on this Saturday afternoon. It's the Battle of the Birds, Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks in their 23rd of 24 this year, as far as the season series has gone, and Fayetteville will look to not only get a victory towards that mark, but also clinch a series victory. They won the first three games of this series, Tuesday through Thursday. They took home a 6-3 win on Tuesday, a 5-3 victory on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, a 5-4 victory. So three very close games, and another close one last night, but it went the way of the home team as the Wood Ducks took home a 9-7 victory. Fayetteville made some noise, scored a couple of runs in the ninth inning, but ultimately came up just short. So all four games have been within two runs this week, and the Woodpeckers are in a spot where they can come home with the victory and have one game to spare with tomorrow's action at 1 o'clock between these two teams. And let's take a look at the starting pitching matchup for today's ball game. For the Wood Ducks, they send out one of the top arms in the Texas Rangers system, right-hander Brock Porter. Porter comes into the ball game with an 0-2 record, a 2.49 earned run average over 61 and a third innings pitched. And this will be his 20th outing of the year, 83 strikeouts to 41 walks. And on the other side, for the Woodpeckers, they send out the hard-throwing right-hander Carlos Espinosa. Espinosa has gotten better and better as the year has gone on, his first full season with the Woodpeckers. 3-3 with a 5.03 earned run average. This will be his 10th appearance, his 6th start, 34 innings pitched, 19 walks, and just 34 strikeouts. As the Wood Ducks take the field, let's take a look at those Woodpeckers in their starting lineup. Headlined by first-year manager Ricky Rivera, the skipper. Cam Fisher, the leadoff man today for Fayetteville, he's in left field. Bryce Matthews bats second. He will play shortstop. Luis Baez, the right fielder, hits third. Garrett Guillemette, the first baseman, bats cleanup. The catcher, Luis Encarnacion, hits fifth. Pascanel Ferreras, the third baseman, is sixth. And rounding out the Fayetteville order, the bottom three are Jackson Lofton in center, Juan Santander, the DEH, and Dari Lorenzo at second base. And for these Wood Ducks, managed by Carlos Maldonado, they send their leadoff man, the first baseman, Connor Pioto. He'll bat first. Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder, is second. Glader Figueroa bats third and plays third. Ian Moeller, who's been a bit of a Woodpecker killer throughout his 2 years in Down East, is the catcher and bats fourth. Anthony Calarco, is the DH and is fifth. JoJo Blackman, the right fielder, hits sixth. Donyer Cueva, seventh. He is the shortstop. Zion Bannister bats eighth and plays left field, and Devin Hurdle, the second baseman, rounds out the Wood Ducks lineup. The first half champions, who are 61-51 on the year, 24-27 in the second half, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers come in with 50 wins, 67 losses. They are 20-31 in the second half. Both teams ready for the anthem, so are we. We'll be back with Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball in just a moment. It's the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks when we return.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home, since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty, throws it, deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game! Three-run home run! Line drive, out to left field, long run, it gets down, it hops off the wall, rounding third, that ball's in the bullpen, this game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third, he has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out of the right field, Manzueta looking up, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it, the second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Peckers Baseball is live wherever you are. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, the exclusive home to this contest between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Right-hander Brock Porter takes the hill for Down East. We are set to begin baseball here at Granger Stadium, Kinston, North Carolina. Cam Fisher, the leadoff man, takes ball one outside, and we are underway at 5:02 p.m. Eastern. A couple of minutes late. Fisher takes ball two outside. Cam Fisher, who's seen a lot more action in that leadoff spot as of late, comes in hitting 230. This is 18th game, the fourth round pick out of UNC Charlotte. And he gets a strike from Porter, backdoor breaking ball. One home run, seven driven in for Fisher. His on-base percentage has been very impressive, 368 as he swings through strike two, and Porter able to battle back here. 13 walks will certainly help the cause there. Fisher will be followed by Bryce Matthews and then Luis Baez, the three that will lead it off in this top of the first inning. Porter gets his sign, he twirls and delivers, and he strikes out Fisher. So after falling behind 2-0, Brock Porter battles back and sneaks an off-speed upstairs past Fisher for the first out of the contest. Bryce Matthews digs in. Let's take a look at the Down East defensive alignment. Zion Bannister, the left fielder. Out in center is Anthony Gutierrez. JoJo Blackman, the right fielder. Those three have been here in single A all season long. Later, Figueroa, the third baseman. Donyer Cueva over at short as Matthews takes ball one inside. Devin Hurdle, the second baseman. Connor Piotto is at first. And Ian Moeller does the catching for Brock Porter. 1-0, and Bryce Matthews comes up empty on that swing. Matthews, the Astros' first-round pick back in July. Does have a home run this week. Blasted one out towards left center field as he takes strike two. Matthews' average has dipped back below 200 on the year, .195 over 21 games. And he lunges to fight that one off. Fastball from Porter. Porter, fourth-round pick in last year's draft out of Michigan, the state of Michigan, that is. He was taken out of high school. And he gets a swing and a miss there from Matthews. So back-to-back strikeouts to begin Porter's outing. And with two away, here comes Luis Baez. The Porter attended Orchard Lake St. Mary's in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Not too far from Detroit. Pitching in his 20th game of the season in his first full professional season. Called strike one on Baez. Seems like the Rangers want him to stick around all season long down here in single A. Foul ball straight back for strike two. Of course, the high A affiliate right here in the state of North Carolina as well, the Hickory Crawdads, so not too far of a trip were he to get that promotion late in the year as Baez grounds one foul up along the third base line. Baez hitting .254, three homers, 19 runs batted in for the 19-year-old, who strikes out swinging. Got a fastball inside, and Brock Porter strikes out the side in order to start the day. So Fayetteville unable to put the ball in play against Porter. We're through half an inning, no score from Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Bottom of the first inning from Granger Stadium. Still no score between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks in a battle of Texas of Carolina League affiliates. Single A affiliate of the Houston Astros visiting the single A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Connor Pioto leads it off in the bottom of the first for Down East, and he fouls off the first pitch of the outing from right-hander Carlos Espinosa. It's a fastball for strike one, and he drops in a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Pioto's had himself some really strong games this year against Fayetteville at a three-double game at Segres Stadium at the start of the year as Espinosa tries to drop in a breaking ball, but he leaves it a bit up high. So it is 1-2. Pioto will be followed by Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder, Glader Figueroa, the third baseman, bats third as Pioto strikes out swinging. And just like that, Carlos Espinosa starts his outing with a strikeout. So all four batters that have come to the plate in this ball game have gone down swinging. Quick first out for Espinosa and company. Rest of the Down East lineup is as follows. Ian Moeller catches and bats fourth. Anthony Calarco is fifth. The DH, JoJo Blackman, sixth and right. And the bottom third, Daniel Cueva, Zion Bannister, and Devin Hurdle. First pitch misses to Anthony Gutierrez, the young center fielder. And Espinosa winds and fires, gets a fastball passed to even things up. Anthony Gutierrez still just 19 years old. Pardon me, 18. He turns 19 in November. Born in El Tocuyo, Venezuela. And has played in 80 games across two levels this season. 1-1, hit hard on the ground to short. Bryce Matthews bobbles it a bit. Comes up throwing the stretch by Guillemette. And Gutierrez is out on a 6-3 putout. Nice recovery there from Matthews over at short. And a quick two outs for Espinosa. Let's take a look at the rest of the Fayetteville defense. Pascanel Ferreras over at third. Matthews at short. Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman, and Guillemette at first. Left to right in the outfield, Cam Fisher, Jackson Loft, and Luis Baez. And Luis Encarnacion does the catching for Espinosa, who misses with ball one inside on a breaking ball to Glader Figueroa. Figueroa, another guy who's been here all year long. This Down East roster has not had a lot of turnover, all things considered. There's a called strike. But a lot of the guys that were on this opening day roster are still here. Something we noticed last year with these Wood Ducks. 1-1 is swung on and missed. Woodpeckers wearing their alternate reds with the gray pants. As Espinosa with the two-strike pitch, breaking ball outside. Wearing their regular hats with the white F across the front, the black back, and the red bill. And the black stripe down those gray pants. Black cleats on the mound for Espinosa. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Ball's in the dirt, so Encarnacion has to throw it up the line. He does. And it's a pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning for Carlos Espinosa. So both sides unable to get on base in the first. Some good pitching to start. Brock Porter will head back out on the mound trying to keep it scoreless. We're through one at Granger Stadium. Nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
First pitch to Garrett Guillemette in the second inning is sent in the air to shallow left center field. Coming in and calling off his shortstop is the left fielder Zion Bannister, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Nearly lost his balance coming over to make that play. So Instead of strikeouts, Brock Porter starts his second inning with a ball in play and a pop out on one pitch to get the dangerous Garrett Gilmet, the Fayetteville cleanup man. One out for Luis Encarnacion. And Anka swings the first pitch and tags it out to center field, but Gutierrez right there. And on two pitches, Brock Porter has two outs in the second. Anka gave it a pretty good ride, but Gutierrez perfectly positioned out there. Only 390 to center field here at Granger Stadium, so not a whole lot of ground behind him to worry about. And now he'll be up to Paz Ferreras to try to make something happen for Fayetteville. He will not swing at the first pitch, so no three-pitch inning. And it's a fastball a little bit off the plate. Ferreras hit 188 on the year. Watches a strike 1-1. He's had a few multi-hit games, though. Those hits have come in bunches for Paz, the 20th rounder out of Western Carolina. Breaking ball gets away from the catcher, Moeller, 2-1. Three hits so far this week in the series for Ferreras, and he fouls it back. Puts him at 3-for-13 over three games. Still looking for that first professional home run. Just one extra base hit so far out of his 12 hits. It was a double, and that was in his debut. 2-2 is in the dirt. And a full count now on Ferreras. Jackson Lofton waiting on deck. Down East, meanwhile, wearing their home whites today. And a lot of purple and yellow in the crowd as there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Ferreras. Fourth strikeout for Brock Porter. And he has gone six up, six down to begin this ball game. As I mentioned, a lot of purple and yellow. A lot of Eastern Carolina fans celebrating the start of the college football season. We're through 1.5 here in baseball season at Granger Stadium. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Moving along quickly on this Saturday afternoon in Kinston, North Carolina. It is Fayetteville Woodpeckers nothing. Down East Wood Ducks nothing so far. Bottom of the second inning, Carlos Espinosa trying to go tit for tat with Brock Porter, who has gone so far six up, six down to begin his day on the mound. Now it's the 4-5 and 6 of Down East, and Ian Moeller tags the first pitch and sends it to straightaway center field. Underneath it, Jackson Lofton waiting for it to come down, and he finally secures it for a quick first out. Almost deja vu all over again. We saw Brock Porter get the first out on one pitch against the cleanup man Garrett Gilmet in the top half of the inning. Now Moeller down quickly on one swing and a fly out. Anthony Calarco steps in, the undrafted free agent out of Barrington, Illinois. And he takes a close pitch off the plate, ball one. Pretty good crowd on hand for this ball game with that Eastern Carolina jersey giveaway. And as I alluded to before the break, everyone has those on here in ECU country. There's a fly ball into left field, a slide, and thinking he came up with it was Fisher, but he couldn't snag it. That ball might have dropped in front of him as he slid in and tried to make the catch, but field umpire Rafael Pineda says that that ball hit the turf, and it will be ruled a hit for Calarco. First base runner of the ball game, and Ricky Rivera is heading out to talk with the home plate umpire, Travis Roberson, and now Travis Roberson is going to go out there and talk with Pineda. So Roberson working the plate, Pineda the bases, and they'll come together and see if it might have been a difference of calls, and maybe perhaps Fisher did come up with it. He had to run a long ways to get that short fly ball, and they've overturned it. So it will be a catch. And now Carlos Maldonado's not going to be happy. But that is the second out of the inning. Now Maldonado giving a piece of his mind to both Roberson and Pineda, and he is not happy at all. And you can't really blame him, you know, call that was overturned just because of one other umpire's perspective. But to be fair, Roberson did have a good look at it, and he saw that that ball was caught. There was a reaction from Paz Ferreras, who thought that ball was caught, the third baseman, as Maldonado's really pushing his luck here. He's exchanging a lot of words with Rafael Pineda just to the right of the pitcher's mound. He's clapping at him at this point. A little bit more pointing, and Pineda's given a pretty long leash. And now Pineda's going to head back to his spot over behind the first base bag. So Maldonado certainly got his 2 cents in. And he frustratedly goes back to the third base coach's box. So two down. Espinosa now with a quick two outs of his own in the second. And JoJo Blackman, powerful lefty, digs in. First pitch from Espinosa, a swing and a miss. We saw something similar happen about a year ago here at Granger Stadium between these two teams, albeit certainly a different stage of the ball game. It was a fly ball hit to center that was initially called a hit, but ultimately changed to a catch as Espinosa spikes a breaking ball. Ultimately, it was overturned, and Chris Janke was on that crew. I think he was the one who initially called the ball down in the grass out in center field, and he had to go over to Joe Thon and let him know they changed the call, and Joe Thon went absolutely ballistic. Curveball inside, 2-1 on Blackman. It was a Sunday game to wrap up the series. Joe Thon certainly let Janke know that he did not agree with that call to end the game. He was ejected despite the game being over. 3-1 count now on Blackman, but one of the more explosive ejections we've seen in recent memory of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fastball outside, and that is ball four. So JoJo Blackman works a two-out walk, first base runner of the game now for either team. Blackman can run over there at first base. We've seen Down East run a lot throughout this series. They have not been afraid to test the arms of the Fayetteville catching staff. We've seen all of them behind the plate now at this point. Garrett Gilmetz taking some reps back there, as has new addition to the roster, Juan Santander. Espinosa with a quick delivery, and he gets a foul ball off the bat of Daniel Cueva. Cueva, 241 on the year, four homers and 44 runs batted in. Blackman takes a second step off of the bag, and Espinosa pays no mind to him. Throws a breaking ball past. It's nothing and two. From the stretch, the 0-2, nearly airmailed to the backstop, but Encarnacion comes out of the crouch and picks it up. Got the series finale tomorrow, and then six on the road for Fayetteville, and we've got a balk called on Espinosa. So Blackman moves up 90 feet, and he's in scoring position with a 1-2 count and two outs. So we'll see if the Wood Ducks can take advantage of that unforced error. They cannot. Espinosa battles back with a curveball, and Cueva swings over the top of it. Third strikeout for Espinosa, and he's out of a scoreless second inning. We're on to the third. Still no score in total here at Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
We've entered the third here at Granger Stadium, and the first pitch of the inning from Brock Porter gets away and plunks Jackson Lofton, who's hit on the left shoulder, and he will head on down to first base. So that ends the, albeit premature, perfect game bid for Brock Porter. But man, he had looked dialed in up until that point. It was a getaway breaking ball, and it's probably the last guy you want to hit in this Woodpeckers lineup. Jackson Lofton can kill you with that speed, and he heads on down to first base. I'll set it up for Juan Santander, who's had a very impressive first couple of games with the Woodpeckers. Lofton leads off of first, and Porter has to pitch from the stretch for the first time. First pitch slider catches the outside corner. Santander playing in his third game. He's got 4 hits and 8 at-bats. Throw over, and Lofton back with a dive. Tag placed by Piotto. If you've been tuned in all year long, you know the story about Jackson Lofton. 55 stolen bases, a single-season franchise record. He's eyeing 60. Got plenty of time to get there. Santander with a fastball inside. 1-1 on him. Lofton also coming into today. He just hit the century mark as far as total bases go on the year. He's got 100 even. Fouled to the netting by Santander and actually snuck through and hopped into the seats. As far as that list goes, with total bases, Lofton fourth on the list. Zach Cole, who's been removed from the team for a while, still leads. He's got 4 on Luis Encarnacion for that second spot. 125 for Cole on the year. Breaking ball misses outside. Then it's Encarnacion at 121. Ricardo Belo's got 107, and Lofton with 100. Two balls, 2 strikes. Porter with the breaking pitch that's hit in the air to shallow right field. Blackman charges, and he makes the catch for the out as Devin Hurdle went down kind of facetiously after, as if he was knocked over, but Blackman was a good couple of feet away from him, just tried to get out of the way, I suppose. So that's the first out. Fly out to right field, and the 9-hitter, Dari Lorenzo, switch hitter batting from the left side, will get his first crack Eprock Porter. Lorenzo, 224 on the year. Two homers, 20 driven in. Takes ball one off the plate. An on-base percentage for him just over 300. In fact, exactly at 300. His first year with the Woodpeckers after spending time in the FCL. He cracks one hard on the ground towards second. Could be two. The throw pulls him off the base and everyone's safe. Hurdle was moving to his right and his throw dragged Daniel Cueva off the plate, off the second base bag, and so everyone will be safe. It will be a fielder's choice that puts Lorenzo on, and an E4 that allows Jackson Lofton to get to second. So a mistake by Down East keeps it at one out, two runners on, and here is Cam Fisher trying to do some damage. He cracks the first pitch. It's a fair ball down the right field line. One run will score. Trotting in Lofton. Lorenzo, he is going to be waved in. Fisher heading towards third base. It's a two-run triple for Cam Fisher. And Fayetteville's on top. 2-0 in the third. That ball just barely snuck inside the first base bag. And it rolled for days into the corner. Blackman took a lot of time getting to that ball down at the 335 marker. And talk about a huge error made by Hurdle over at second base. Could have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, it leads to two runs for the Woodpeckers. And now Down East, they'll bring the infield in to try to cut down Fisher if he tries to score. First pitch swinging, and Bryce Matthews chops it towards the rain tarp foul. For Fisher, that's his second triple since joining the Woodpeckers. And it brings home two. Matthews takes strike two at the letters. So an early lead for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Not too often you see early leads against Brock Porter. Pitch misses down in the dirt. So it's 1-2 on Matthews. Although to be fair, decisions have not gone the way of Porter this year. He has not received a single win, and granted, a lot of that, he's been limited as far as pitch count goes from going five innings and being eligible as a starter. Matthews fights it off and stays alive. No, he didn't, actually. He was held on to. Foul tipped, and that's strike three. So Bryce Matthews strikes out for the second time. That's five punchouts now for Porter. The Down East infield can move back. Two already home in the inning. Fisher at third. Luis Baez will try to bring him in. First pitch from Porter. Front door breaking ball gets away, but Moeller able to recover. Only got about 5 feet away from him. And it's 1-0 on Baez. Porter now up to 88 strikeouts on the year. Opponents hitting just 163 against him coming into today's ball game. Fastball up. To his credit, he's only given up one hit, but it was a huge one. Fisher driving one down the right field line. High breaking ball catches the inside corner. It's 2-1. And for Fisher, he becomes just the fourth Woodpecker this year to get to multiple triples on the year. He is tied for third with Justin Williams, who only played in a handful of games, in fact, six with the Woodpeckers, and recorded a pair of triples. Swinging a foul ball, and Baez now with an even count, 2-2. Cardo Below has three triples, and Zach Cole, the team leader, with five. Cole, of course, now in high A Asheville. 2-2, a check swing, and Baez went around, strike three. So the duo of Matthews and Baez have now been struck out twice by Porter, who's got six through three innings, but a big error in the field, followed by a two-run triple from Cam Fisher, gives the Woodpeckers a 2-0 lead through two and a half on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Costly defensive mistake by the Down East Wood Ducks, and the Woodpeckers take advantage of it. Two-run triple from Cam Fisher in the top half of the third makes it 2-0 Fayetteville. Colin Casey flying solo here at Granger Stadium, as will be the case tomorrow as well, filling in for the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman, all weekend long. First pitch is a called strike, pardon me, outside on Carlos Espinosa to Zion Bannister, the left fielder. Hits for the first time. Espinosa has given up just one walk over two innings. He has struck out three Wood Ducks. There's a fly ball sent down the left field line, foul off the bat of Bannister. Nothing in two. Strikeouts have been an issue all week long for the Wood Ducks, as Fayetteville, in their 10-inning victory to open the series, they struck out a franchise record 21 batters for the second time this year. Pitch misses inside on Bannister. That first one came all the way back in April on the road as well against the Columbia Fireflies, Royals single-A affiliate, a team that has struggled all year offensively. Bannister chops one out to second base. Dari Lorenzo throw nearly pulls Gilmet off the bag, but he lunges and secures it for the 4-3 putout. So Espinosa now pitching with a lead and still saying composed on the mound. Now Devin Hurdle will get his first at-bat of the ball game. Hurdle, another one of those undrafted free agents that have gotten their crack here at full season ball. And Hurdle takes a fastball up and in. Bryce Matthews attended University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Devin Hurdle went to the other University of Nebraska in Omaha. And he takes a fastball just outside, 2-0. He's had just a handful of at-bats so far. This is 59th. One homer, nine runs batted in. Hit a respectable 276 since joining the Wood Ducks. He swings through a high fastball, and Espinosa gets one pass, 2-1. The pitch is tagged out towards fairly deep right center field, giving Baez and Lofton both a run. Baez reaches up, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Luis Baez had to run a long, long way out towards right center, but he got there in time, made the catch right in front of the Bojangles sign about 5 feet from the wall, and it's allowed out number two. I think the fans here at Granger Stadium thought that ball got out. But Hurdle just missed it. Would have been his second home run since joining Down East earlier in the month. Now Connor Piotto bats for a second time, and Espinosa gets him to chase after a breaking ball low. For a while, it looked like that might have been a ball Lofton would get to, but he was rotated around with the righty at the plate towards left center field as Piotto takes strike two. And so it was up to Baez to run that ball down, and he used every ounce of his speed to get to that ball in the warning track. The 0-2. A check swing. He went around. Strike three. And another 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Espinosa. He has his fourth strikeout. And the Woodpeckers quickly back into the dugout. I'll try to get the bats going once again. We're through a third of the way of this one. 2-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Garrett Gilmet leads it off in the top of the fourth inning. His team, the Woodpeckers, lead 2-0. And Gilmet swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Brock Porter back on the mound and nearly starts this inning the same way he started the third inning, with a hit by pitch as a breaking ball nearly grazed the jersey of Gilmet, who popped out on one pitch his first at bat against the former Rangers fourth round pick. Fastball misses outside from Porter. It is 2-1. Downey's coming off a 9-7 victory yesterday as Gilmet, hard on the ground to short, picked up on the backhand by Donyer Cueva. And his throw across to the first baseman, Piotto, is in time. So Gilmet, a pop out and a ground out, both to Cueva. One away, and Luis Encarnacion will bat. He also jumped on the first pitch he saw and lined out to center field in his first trip to the plate. Takes a fastball outside corner. It was a 9-7 victory. Fayetteville, though, made some noise in the late innings as Encarnacion wraps one foul down the left field line. Really, the difference were the two runs that the Wood Ducks got in the eighth inning. That canceled out two from Fayetteville in the top half of the eighth. They ended up getting two more in the ninth, so two huge insurance runs as Encarnacion fouls one off the inside of his foot. RBI single from Glader Figueroa, and then Miguel Villarreal sacrifice fly. Villarreal getting today off. Another guy who's been with the team all season long. No balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch from Porter is laced foul. Look out, over by the Woodpeckers dugout. Didn't look like it hit anyone initially. I think it hit the back wall behind it, but hopefully no one caught it off the ricochet. See a couple of guys talking over how much of a close call that was. Two-strike pitch and a strike three called. A little bit delayed there from Travis Roberson and Encarnacion. Not too happy with it. Looked like it might have been a tad up, but it is out number two. Good velocity, though, 95 miles an hour from Porter. So deep into the outing, and he's still got that pop. That's his seventh strikeout so far on the outing. And with two away, he starts off Paz Ferreras with a curveball in for a strike. Porter works quickly and gets a foul ball off to the left. Something all year we've noticed about Porter, every time he's faced Fayetteville, he is taking the rubber and just gone with it. He does not take his time. He wants to get outs and get them quickly. Airmails a fastball there, however. It's 1-2. Misses inside there on Ferraris. As I mentioned before, he has faced Fayetteville numerous times, including right here in this ballpark back in April, last time Fayetteville made the trip down here. Ground ball sent foul off to the right. He went four scoreless, hitless innings and struck out seven. That's the same amount he struck out so far today. Two-strike pitch and make it eight. As lunging after it, Ferraris, he can't hit it. And the inning is over. Another multi-strikeout inning for Brock Porter. And another 1-2-3 inning for him. He's pitched three of those, but that third inning still looming large. Fayetteville on top, 2-0. We're on to the bottom of the fourth when we come back.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By the light, by the light,
Carlos Espinosa back on the mound in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fayetteville 2, Downeast 0. And Espinosa with his first pitch, a fastball called a strike on Anthony Gutierrez. Two-run triple, that's been the difference. Cam Fisher hitting it in the third inning off of Downeast starter Brock Porter, who's been nearly flawless outside of that third inning. Foul tip held onto by the catcher Encarnacion, and it's nothing and two. On Gutierrez, Espinosa looking for his fifth strikeout, and he gets it. Great slider down and outside, and Gutierrez obliges. Encarnacion fires it around the horn, and Carlos Espinosa has set down five batters in a row since that two-out walk in the second inning. One quick out, and Glader Figueroa steps into the box. Shift is on, and Figueroa can't get a bat on that fastball. A lot of swings and misses so far in the outing for Carlos Espinosa. Not too many called strikes. He has attacked this Wood Ducks lineup. Right on cue, there is one. Fastball inside corner, well located. Espinosa had a bit of a smile on his face after that one. He's having a blast out there. The 0-2, breaking ball tapped foul just outside the chalk. Andrew Ricky Rivera will strut on out and pick that ball up. Another 0-2, and Espinosa loses the grip on a breaking ball, sails well outside. Fayetteville's trips to historic Granger Stadium, they are numbered at this point. At least the days are, as there's a breaking ball outside. The news that Texas Rangers sold off the Wood Ducks earlier in the year to the Diamond Baseball's holding group has bought up a number of minor league teams over the course of the last couple of seasons, ever since the pandemic. Espinosa misses again. It's a full count now on Figueroa. The planned destination for these Wood Ducks will be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, as soon as after next season. So that is something to monitor, as pitch clock violation's been called. And called out is Figueroa. It's on the batter. So instead of a payoff pitch, Figueroa called for the pitch clock violation by home plate umpire Travis Roberson. And here comes Carlos Maldonado to ask him what gives. I don't know if he didn't get into the box at 8 seconds, but that's apparently what Roberson is explaining to Maldonado, who has already had a long day with this crew. He had the overturn call before, and Maldonado, to his credit, has kept the lid on it at least enough to remain in the ball game. So that will go in the books as the sixth strikeout for Espinosa, and that one the easiest. Didn't have to make the payoff pitch. And Ian Moeller will bat with the bases empty. A half swing, and he is caught out in front. Those are the killers, those 3-2 count pitch clock violations, one way or the other. Big moment, and sometimes pitcher or hitter loses track of time. A high fastball, it's 1-1 now on Moeller, who flew out to center field in the second inning. Framed well by Encarnacion, outside corner on the fastball, 1-2. Now shaping up to be one of the better outings we've seen out of Carlos Espinosa on the year. Trying to get through another 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2, a check swing, and Moeller did hold up. Peel down to first, and Rafael Pineda signaling that he did keep his hands back. Two balls, two strikes. Espinosa winds, kicks, and fires. And a curveball down outside, left down there by Moeller. Espinosa has had a couple of 8 strikeout games across both levels that he's pitched in this year, as he drops a breaking ball, 3-2, right down the middle, and Moeller goes down looking. 4 straight strikeouts for Carlos Espinosa and 7 on the outing. We've played 4 full from Granger Stadium, Fayetteville 2, Down East 0. Espinosa continues to deal as he gets a high five from his manager. We'll be back with the 5th in just a moment.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night.
Jackson Lofton steps in to begin the 5th inning. His team on top 2-0. And the Woodpeckers will see a new lefty on the mound now for Down East, as Lofton cracks the first pitch he sees out towards left field. Zion Bannister goes back. That ball's gone. Off the billboard in left center field, and the first pitch delivered from Cole Drake leaves the yard. Jackson Lofton, his sixth home run of the season. It's 3-0 Woodpeckers. Talk about wasting no time. Lofton turned around the first pitch he saw, and it sailed over that left center field fence. So he has scored two of Fayetteville's three runs. And not the start to the outing that the left-hander Drake was looking for. There's a breaking ball, and that one's over. It is strike one. Pardon me, the seventh home run of the year, by the way, for Lofton. As Santander chases one outside. You can add a couple more, four more of those total bases we talked about earlier. That power has flashed in bunches this year for Lofton as Santander strikes out on three pitches, and a good bounce back there from Drake. He was sitting on that fastball. He got it and hit it a long way. Woodpeckers have hit a ton of home runs in this series. So now Dari Lorenzo steps in and takes a close pitch, called a ball, and Cole Drake wondering where that one missed. Looked pretty good from here. 1-0. It's a fastball that misses low on Lorenzo, who reached on that fielder's choice that was monumental in the third inning. Ground ball hit to second, and Devin Hurdle had an errant throw trying to get Lofton at the second base back. Lorenzo chases a high fastball, 2-1. Could have been a double play. Instead, they got no outs, and moments later, Cam Fisher ripped a two-run triple. Lorenzo, hard hit ball, but a leaping catch by the shortstop, Donyer Cueva. That ball was walloped. 99 miles an hour off the bat, Lorenzo, but Cueva went way up there to reel that one in. Might have been extra bases if it got into the left center field gap, but instead, it's a loud out number two. Been an eventful first inning for Cole Drake. There's a breaking ball that misses, so Brock Porter leaves the game on the hook with the two runs he gave up. As Fisher catches one off the end of the bat, popped up behind the third base bag. Later, Figueroa shields the sun from with his glove and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So three quick outs after the big home run, the seventh of the year for Jackson Lofton. One run in the inning for Fayetteville. They now lead 3-0 as we are halfway home on this Saturday afternoon in Kinston, North Carolina. We'll be back in a moment.
It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island, and a rock feels no pain. And an island never cries.
We're on to the bottom of the fifth inning at Granger Stadium here in Kinston, North Carolina. Colin Casey filling in for Andrew Chapman on this Saturday afternoon. The Woodpeckers out in front 3-0 halfway through this contest, and they have gotten some great pitching on the mound from Carlos Espinosa. Four scoreless, hitless frames so far and seven strikeouts. The right-hander delivers and starts off that inning with a fastball called a strike. Anthony Calarco, who is 0-1 with a flyout. He'll be followed by JoJo Blackman and then Donyer Cueva. made a great leaping catch in the top half of this inning. Check swing, and Calarco able to keep his hands back, 1-1. Two hits for Fayetteville, but both have gone for extras and both have driven in runs. 1-1, and Espinosa short arms another curveball. He's at 52 pitches. And has brought that ERA down from above 5 to 4.50 as it stands. And has so far out-dueled Brock Porter. Went four innings, gave up two runs, one earned. Chased after badly by Calarco, and it's 2-2. These Wood Ducks, the 2023 first half champions, so they will be playing postseason baseball no matter what happens down the stretch. The only thing that needs to be determined is who their opponent is. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and there is number eight, just the second time in single A that Carlos Espinosa has hit eight strikeouts, and he has fanned five consecutive batters. One of the best runs we've seen out of Carlos all year long. That's the first out of the fifth, and he'll try to keep it up with JoJo Blackman, a guy who has struck out a ton this year. Takes a breaking ball down and inside. Blackman, ironically enough, talked about the strikeouts. He was the one who drew the only base runner on a walk. Comes into today with 126 strikeouts on the year. 1-0. Curveball down and in, an appeal for Encarnacion, but he didn't get an answer from Rafael Pineda. Certainly looked like it was obvious that Blackman had held up. Espinosa with the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, so for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to find the zone against Blackman. He's got the pop to swing 3-0 here. We'll see if he has a green light. And now it's 3-1. I don't know if there was a pitch clock violation called. I think there was, so there's a freebie for Espinosa. 3-1 now the count. And he gets right back into the at-bat with a swinging strike. A couple of costly pitch clock violations called on the Down East Wood Ducks batters. One of them that led directly to a strikeout a few batters ago in Figueroa, and now this one lets Espinosa back into the AB. The full count pitch, broken bat flare, shallow second base. Lorenzo throws on the run, and Dilmett unable to dig it out. That'll be the first hit of the ball game. JoJo Blackman, the only man to reach base for the Wood Ducks this afternoon. He has now done so twice. It's a good pitch from Espinosa, jammed him on the inner half. Blackman's a strong guy and was able to fight it towards shallow second. The shifted infield forced Lorenzo to run across his body. Made a valiant effort, but couldn't turn it into an out. So the goose egg gone in the hit column for the Wood Ducks. Donyer Cueva takes strike one, fastball outside corner. Talking about who the opponent might be for the Wood Ducks, that is still very much up in the air. Fastball just misses low. Carolina Mudcats still lead the North Division in the second half at 31-21, but that lead is down to two games over the Lynchburg Hillcats at 29-23. Blackman dances off the bag, and Cueva swings through strike two. And then all of a sudden you look further down, and those Fredericksburg Nationals are right there in the mix as well. 3.5 games back. They are 8-2 over their last 10 games and have been surging in the second half. Long pause from Espinosa. His 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number 9 and a new career high for Espinosa. And he's still got plenty left in the tank. Two away, Cueva down on strikes for the second time. Zion Bannister try to make something happen with Blackman at first and two down. Short lead, and now he's on the move. But Blackman over at the bag. A breaking ball comes in and nearly gets Bannister. Goes to the backstop, and so Blackman does advance to second base, just like he did in the second inning on a balk. But he was stranded there after a strikeout to end the inning. See what happens this time. It's a wild pitch. Charged to Espinosa. Bannister grounded out to second in his lone at-bat. That's the 27th stolen base of the year now for JoJo Blackman. 1-0 is lined, and it's a fair ball down the right field line, and this will get down east on the board. Bannister heading into second base. He's not stopping there. Throw comes in from Baez. It'll go all the way to third, and an RBI triple for Zion Bannister makes it 3-1. So the shutout bid ends in the fifth inning for Espinosa. Once again, that right field line, just a long, long run. Luis Baez eventually got there, but Bannister's got wheels, and he turns it into three bases, second triple we've seen in the ballgame. So Blackman in to score, and Zach Wilkins will head out to the mound and talk with Espinosa. Came into the inning at 50 pitches, but you look now and it's all of a sudden up to 66, so this might be it for Espinosa, but if he can still get through this fifth inning, be eligible for the victory, and it still looks like one of the best outings we've seen from the right-hander. 22-year-old out of Nahasa, Cuba, turned 22 just 18 days ago. He will face Devin Hurdle, who gave one a pretty good ride his first at-bat against Espinosa, gets strike one. He went out to right field, but Luis Baez tracked it down just in front of the fence. Bannister 90 feet away, leads off of third. Espinosa gives him a look. And now the 0-1 is hit on the ground sharply. A one-hopper backhanded it short by Bryce Matthews, and a strong throw gets Hurdle to end the inning. Bannister left at third base. He has an RBI triple. Carlos Espinosa threw five innings of one-run ball, nine strikeouts. If that's it for him, it was a heck of an effort, and he's in line for the victory as it stands. We're on to the sixth, Fayetteville 3, Down East 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bryce Matthews steps in to begin the sixth inning. Fayetteville leading 3-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Back on the mound is Cole Drake, the lefty. Starts off Matthews with a curveball down and inside. He pitched the fifth inning and gave up a solo home run to Jackson Lofton, but then retired three in a row to follow. Try to keep that stretch alive. And he takes a ball out, issues a ball, outside to Matthews. 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Drake, the 6'5 left-hander out of Orem, Utah, taken in last year's draft in the 11th round by Texas. Misses with a breaking ball low, 3-1 now on Matthews. Attended Walter State College in Tennessee. Matthews sprays one foul. Count now full. He's pitched now an even 38 innings on the year. That home run he gave up to Loft in his third surrendered. 44 strikeouts to 15 walks, 2-4. With a 5.35 earned run average. This is 12th appearance. He has made four starts. 3-2, up and outside, and Matthews works a walk. He's on base for the first time in the ballgame. That's something that Bryce has done well ever since he's gotten to Fayetteville. Although the hits haven't been there consistently, that on-base percentage has stayed pretty impressive across the board. Thanks to his patience. 374 coming into today, and now he's reached base one out of three trips. And Luis Baez drives one out to deep right field. JoJo Blackman heads back. It one hops off the fence. He picks it up. No, he bobbles it. And now Matthews will be waved all the way in. Heading towards third is Baez. Matthews scores, and Baez is in. He's got himself an RBI triple. The lead back up to three for Fayetteville. And Baez gets it right back, sending it out towards right center field. Just missed a home run. When he brings home Matthews, and in the blink of an eye, Fayetteville's lead is back up to three. Three hits for Fayetteville, two triples and a home run. That'll help the slugging percentage as a team. And for Baez, that is now 20 runs batted in already for him in just 36 games played with the Woodpeckers. Infield in for Down East. 1-0 count on Garrett Guillemette. Foul tips it through the mid of Moeller. So Drake has now given up a pair of runs in just over an inning of work. Ball's been flying out to the outfield off of both bats throughout this ballgame. And really throughout the series. 1-1 pitch. Guillemette reaches out and pokes it to center field. Should be plenty deep enough to score. Baez, who's tagging. Catch is made by Gutierrez. He fires it home. Throw is a little bit up the line, and Baez is in standing. It's a sacrifice fly for Garrett Guillemette. And now a pair of runs have come across in this top of the sixth inning. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Woodpeckers, who lead 5-1. A walk, an RBI triple, and a sacrifice fly from your 2, 3, and 4. That'll get it done for Fayetteville. Base is now clear, one away, and Luis Encarnacion will get a clean slate. Swings at the first pitch. Good off-speed there from Drake. Drake, this is second time facing Fayetteville. As Encarnacion skies one behind the first base bag. Long run for everybody, and it drops foul as Blackman, the right fielder, slid in. Couldn't come up with it. It's foul ball. Very difficult play for all involved. I think Devin Hurdle might have had the best crack at it, but even still, he had to go upwards of 100, 120 feet to get there, with him moved over towards that second base bag to shift on for the big pull hitter in Encarnacion. It is 0-2 on Enka, who's 0-2 on the day with a strikeout and a lineout. Takes a changeup outside. But Drake did see these Woodpeckers not too long ago, just over a month ago at Segra, July 29th. Pitched 3 2/3. It's Encarnacion with a broken bat flare, and that lands into left field for a base hit. Third hit surrendered by Drake. Encarnacion gets his first hit of the ball game. And it's the first hit that isn't an extra base hit for Fayetteville.
The third baseman, Pascanell.
That gives him four on the game. So a new rally begins for the Woodpeckers. Encarnacion at first, and Paz Ferreras, who is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts, will face the left-hander Drake for the first time. Takes a fastball upstairs. But it was 3 2/3. And it was a rough outing for Drake. Gave up three earned runs on five hits, walked three batters, struck out four. That's part of a pretty rough July for him. 1-0, and Ferreras fouls it off the facing of the roof. August, though, had been pretty solid up until this outing. had a 3.55 earned run average in his first three games of the month. 12 strikeouts to four walks for Drake, who looks over at first. Short lead for Encarnacion. The 1-1 hit on the ground foul, and no reaction over at third base for manager Ricky Rivera. He just stood and watched that one roll past his feet. And so Ferreras trying to avoid striking out for the third time this afternoon. 5-1 Woodpeckers trying to secure a series victory. The pitch, fastball up and in. It has been quite some time since we've seen the Woodpeckers take home a series victory. So this will be a feel-good moment for this squad as they play out the final 14 games of the year, including today. 2-2 to Ferreras, and he swings underneath it and pops it up on the infield. Charging in is Cueva. He calls everyone off, makes the catch just behind the pitcher's mound. Encarnacion, no advance, of course. That's two outs. Now Jackson Lofton will face Cole Drake for the second time. He only needed one pitch in his first at-bat against him to deliver a home run off that big yellow billboard out in left center field. The Superior Metal Services, Metal Structures and Concrete sign. Not an official sponsor to our broadcast, but Lofton nearly put a hole out in that sign. And he swings at the first pitch again, but this time he was fooled out in front and grounds it foul. Drake, a long pause. His 0-1 goes to the big curveball that dips down and in. So the last time Fayetteville won a series was a three-game series coming out of the All-Star break where they took two out of three from the Augusta Green Jackets, July 14th through the 16th. Line drive hit into right field. It drops, and Lofton has his second hit of the ball game. It's bobbled by Blackman, but Encarnacion stays put at second. Blackman fires it to third base. So this time Lofton doesn't barrel one up, but he flares it into shallow right center field, just over the head of the second baseman Hurdle. And Fayetteville threatens with two down. Jackson Lofton has now reached base in all three trips to the plate. And now Juan Santander has a chance to break this game open. First, we've got a mound visit. Pitching coach Julio Valdez heads out to talk with Drake. As far as six-game series go for the Woodpeckers, you have to go a little bit further than that as to the last time they took home a six-game series victory. And that was back in June. In fact, right before the end of the first half, where they took four out of six from the Columbia Fireflies at Segra Stadium. Valdez back in the dugout. Two on, two outs. Santander, the batter. He is 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout. And the newest addition to the Fayetteville lineup. First pitch swinging, grounds it to short. On the backhand, it's Cueva. Low throw, bobbled a bit, and everyone is safe, and Encarnacion never stopped running. He scores from second base, heads up base running from Luis Encarnacion as Cueva's throw was dug out by Piotto, but he bobbled it. Couldn't secure it in time as Santander legged it out, and the third run of the inning is in. It is now 6-1 Woodpeckers. So Lofton is up to second base. Santander is aboard. We'll see how they rule it. Can't imagine that there won't be some sort of error involved as Dari Lorenzo swings at strike one. It's first and second, two outs, and Fayetteville has doubled their run total in this sixth inning alone. It is a throwing error, E6 on Cueva. Swing and a miss. Lorenzo down in the count, nothing in two. He calls time. So second error committed by this Wood Ducks defense in an unearned run that will not be charged to Drake. Lorenzo, the eighth man to bat in the inning. Drake looking back, and now Lofton's on the move. He swings and misses, though, as Lorenzo that swung and missed, and that ends the inning. So Lofton dives into third, got his uniform all dirty for nothing. But it ends the inning, and it was a good one for Fayetteville. They score three times. A big swing coming from Luis Baez, an RBI triple. Gil met the sac fly, and Encarnacion hustles home on the error. We have played 5.5 from Granger Stadium, 6-1 Woodpeckers on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
Carlos Espinosa heads back out on the mound and starts the bottom of the sixth inning with a called strike one. And he has got all the run support behind him as he gets over strike two. Facing the top of the downeast order, 6-1 lead for Fayetteville. And Espinosa about to throw pitch number 71. He's got 9 strikeouts on this outing, and he gets a foul ball there. So this could be very well his last batter with some action out in the Fayetteville bullpen. But, I mean, by far the best outing and the longest outing we've seen for Espinosa. This is the first time we've seen him pitch into a sixth inning on the mound. Misses outside. He did go 5 innings against Augusta on July 16th, and that was maybe the one outing that rivals this one so far today, where it was 5 scoreless and he struck out 8. Only gave up 1 hit in that ball game. The 1-2 is a breaking ball down and in on Piotto, who has struck out both times. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. Make it double digits. Carlos Espinosa with his 10th strikeout of the outing. He gets Piotto for a third time, and that marks the longest outing of the season for Espinosa. One out, and here is Anthony Gutierrez. Ricky Rivera still in the dugout. So Espinosa just shy of 75 pitches, so he'll get another batter. Try to put Gutierrez to 0-2, and Gutierrez sends one high in the air to left field. Underneath it, Fisher, he makes the catch for the second out. Needed just one pitch to get Gutierrez. Now the question is, will he get a chance at the quality start? No movement from Ricky. So later, Figueroa will see him for a third time. And Figueroa, just like the first two, not a lot of success today. He is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Espinosa gets a swing and a miss for strike one. He could get an 11th strikeout. That is not something we've seen from a lot of Fayetteville arms this year. The 0-1. Curveball, a little bit low. fact, it was Nolan DeVos who struck out 12 batters in this ballpark earlier in the year. That's the most by a Woodpecker this season. Espinosa with a fastball up and outside. Second most was 11, and that came from Andrew Taylor in that big strikeout game against Columbia, aforementioned. 2-1 comes in and nearly hits Figueroa. Breaking ball in the dirt. And Espinosa in danger of issuing his second walk, which presumably would be his last with where his pitch count is. 3-1, he gets a swing and a miss. A little bit of help there from Figueroa. Chased a fastball up and outside. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Carlos Espinosa trying to get through six innings. For the first time in a Woodpeckers uniform, he shakes off the sign from Encarnacion. Starts his windup, kicks and delivers. And he sails a fastball high, ball four. Figueroa works the walk. He heads on down to first base. And now Ricky Rivera will get up, puts a pen in his pocket, and will walk out of the dugout and make the move to the pen. Espinosa, a little bit dejected, trying to get himself another inning, but what an outing it was for Carlos Espinosa. Goes 5 2/3 innings, just a pair of walks, the one run allowed on two hits, and a career-high 10 strikeouts for the right-hander out of Cuba. Getting some high fives and well-deserved ones from his infield and a quick shake of the hand from his manager. Looks like it'll be Dury Carrasco who will take over and try to get the final out of the sixth inning, but Carlos Espinosa take a bow. A signature outing of his young career. And he will head on back to the dugout and give a quick handshake and a hug to Carrasco as he comes in, who will try to get that final out. But Espinosa departs. We'll tell you about Carrasco when we come back. 6-1 the lead for Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
One is the loneliest number.
First two outs, bottom of the sixth inning here in Kinston, North Carolina. And Dory Carrasco, the new right-hander on the mound, starts off with a called strike one on Ian Moeller, who is 0-2. Carrasco trying to get the final out of the sixth inning after 5 2/3 of brilliant baseball on the mound from Carlos Espinosa. Pitch down and outside on Moeller. Carrasco, the former infielder, got as high as high A with the Astros organization, is on a new life in baseball as a reliever. And he gets a ground ball hit to short. Bryce Matthews sidearms it all the way to Guilmette on the first base bag. And it's a 6-3 put out, just two pitches needed. And Dury Carrasco gets out of the sixth. Figueroa stranded at first base. That closes the book on Carlos Espinosa, who's in line for the victory. Woodpeckers looking for nine more outs, but first they go back to the plate, top of the seventh. Coming up next on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You and I have memories longer than
On to the final third of this one on this Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you tuning in here in Kinston, North Carolina, Granger Stadium, the fifth of six games between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Downeast Wood Ducks, and it's looking like Woodpeckers are in control of what would be a series-clinching victory. They lead 6-1, top of the seventh inning, and top of the order due up against left-hander Cole Drake, who badly skips a breaking ball about 5 feet in front of the plate to Cam Fisher, 1-0. Fisher is 1-for-3 and got the party started offensively for Fayetteville. A two-run triple down the right field line in the third inning really set the tone offensively for Fayetteville. Drake misses badly again, this time high with a fastball. 2-0. Right now the Woodpeckers come into today 20-32 in the second half, as there's a called strike. It's 2-1 on Fisher. And so a win here at the very least would prolong the inevitable, as Fisher jammed. It's 2-2. Woodpeckers' elimination number is down to 2. And so a loss in a Charleston win would officially eliminate the Woodpeckers from playoff contention. But they win today no matter what, and they'll go into the series finale still with that outside hope alive, no matter what's going on with the River Dogs, who are four games up on the second-place Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fisher swings and misses and drops the bat on the follow-through. Strikes out for the second time, and Drake has a quick first out. Drake's given up 4 runs so far, 3 earned out of the bullpen. That was his third strikeout. Now Bryce Matthews will face the lefty for the second time. Walked and scored in his lone trip against Drake. Takes one down and inside. The Charleston River Dogs currently are taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. Game is out in Augusta, North Augusta to be more specific. 2-0 count on Matthews. An early 1-0 lead for the River Dogs. That game in the bottom of the second inning. And Matthews barrels one up and sends it deep down the right field line, but it'll slice foul and land on the concourse. Elsewhere around the Carolina League, just underway in Myrtle Beach, a 3-1 lead already, though, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans over Kannapolis. Bottom of the first inning, the Pelicans have already jumped on the Cannonballers for 3. 2-1, well located by Drake. He battles back to even things up. No score as we are just underway moments ago. 6:30 start in Lynchburg, Virginia, as they host Delmarva. Chopped foul. In the later stages out in Zebulon, North Carolina, out by Raleigh, 3-2. The Carolina Mudcats are on top of the Columbia Fireflies, sixth inning in that contest. Drake's 2-2. Matthews chops it up along third, and it hooks into foul territory. One other game also underway, top of the third inning in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fredericksburg over 500 on the year if they're able to get a victory against the Sox. 2-2 hit on the ground by Matthews. Going to be a close play at the bag, and he legs it out. Piotto couldn't dig it out anyways. The throw was low from Figueroa. But I think they might give Matthews a hit because he was right to the bag as that throw came in, and they will. So after a couple of strikeouts to start the day for Bryce Matthews, a walk and an infield single, he's aboard with one out in this seventh inning. Let's see if Luis Baez has another big swing in him, an RBI triple his last time up in that big sixth inning. The lefty Drake comes down and in on Baez, and he lets it go. Not too much movement right now in the Wood Ducks bullpen. So as of now, it is Drake's game going forward. Matthews, short lead off of first base. Drake starts his motion, and it's fouled off to the right by Baez. The Houston Astros are just underway in their ball game against the Detroit Tigers out in the Motor City, and Houston has taken a 1-0 lead. They're looking for a victory after a heartbreaking loss yesterday afternoon to the Tigers. They have a walk-off three-run home run after leading 1-0 into the ninth inning. Rough day on the mound for Ryan Pressly. Throw over, and Matthews back in time. Now the Seattle Mariners top the AL West coming into today, but the Astros, as I mentioned, up 1-0. Alex Bregman driving in the lone run so far. Hunter Brown gets the start, and he struck out the side in the first. Baez chases after a bad one in the dirt. It's 1-2. As it stands, the Astros one game back of the Mariners and the Rangers, but Seattle with the tiebreaker over Texas, who Rangers have lost 8 in a row coming into tonight. Talk about a rough stretch for both Texas teams. Matthews on the move, and Baez pops it up into foul territory, but it'll land on the roof. And it remains 1-2. You've got the Rangers, who have lost 8 in a row. Houston's lost 3 in a row now. And the Seattle Mariners have won 9 of 10. Add that all up, and you've got Seattle out in front in the West. After mostly been the Rangers and the Stros all year long, battling it out. Approaching the final month of the year, and those M's are right in it. Another 1-2, and Drake loses the grip on it. Fastball up high. Six runs on six hits, no errors for Fayetteville. A run on two hits, two errors for Down East. Another throw over, and Drake uses his second pickoff attempt, so Matthews, knowing that Drake would have to commit to a third attempt, a third disengagement to try to get him, might be able to stretch out his lead a little bit. We'll see if he's in motion. Moeller getting ready to throw down the catcher. 2-2, there goes Matthews. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, fair ball down the left field line. Matthews rounds second, he's into third. He will be held there. Luis Baez turns up towards second base, and he cruises in easily with his second extra base hit of the game, a triple last inning, and now a two-bagger here in the seventh. Both guys have turned around a rough start to the plate. They were unable to solve Cole Drake. They combined to go 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Against Brock Porter, the starter. Cole Drake has been a different story. All four times that Matthews and Baez have gotten to the plate, they have reached base against him. Now Down East brings the infield in on Guilmette, who swings at the first pitch and chases after it outside. Garrett 0-for-2, a pop out, a ground out, but he had a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning to score Baez. Fly ball with one out here would be enough to bring home Matthews. A one misses, and Moeller with a pump fake throw down towards third. Figueroa not covering the bag, and Matthews able to dive back. It's been a real complete game from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and something that I'm sure that Ricky Rivera had been hoping to see over the last several weeks. Been a bit fragmented coming into this series. Guilmette off the end of the bat, foul. It's been instances where the offense has been there, but the pitching has struggled, or vice versa, or some defensive miscues, but a clean sheet in the field so far. Six runs on seven hits, and Carlos Espinosa with a gem on the mound. All coming together for the Peckers down the stretch. 1-2, and Guilmette gives it a ride out to left field. Bannister back. He makes the catch in front of the warning track. Plenty deep enough to score Matthews from third to second straight. Sacrifice fly from Garrett Guilmette. He's got two RBIs on the day. Make it 7-1 Fayetteville. Couple of productive outs for the former Texas Longhorn and the Woodpeckers cleanup man. So Matthews scores for the second time. Baez stays put at second base, two away. And now Luis Encarnacion will try to bring home Baez. Woodpeckers have equaled their run total from yesterday's ball game. Fastball misses outside, but of course that ended in a loss, 9-7. Both teams scoring runs aplenty. Be interesting to see who comes out to pitch that seventh inning, whether Carrasco gets a full inning of work on the mound. Encarnacion waves and misses. Perhaps Ricky Rivera turns it over to someone else to try to get the final nine outs of the game. If so, whoever it is, they might have a shot at getting a save here. They pitch three or more innings to end the ball game. 1-1, Encarnacion swings over the top of a breaking ball low. There is another left-hander loosening up now for Down East. They've got plenty of them, probably the most lefties on a staff. They've got a total of 17 active pitchers. And five of them are southpaws. Baez a big lead off of second base. 1-2, two outs. He's on the move. The pitch is swung on and missed. And Encarnacion strikes out to end the inning. Couple of strikeouts for Cole Drake. He's got four now in the outing, but he has not pitched a clean frame yet. Gives up another run on the Gilmet sacrifice fly. Biggest lead of the game for Fayetteville as we head to the seventh inning stretch. Woodpecker 7, Wood Ducks 1. You're tuned in right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app.
I love you, and that's all I know. When the singers call, let the song go on. But the endings always come too fast. They come too fast, but they pass so slow. I love you, and that's all I know. I love you, and that's all.
Home half of the seventh inning at Granger Stadium, and the Woodpeckers enjoying a Saturday night at the ballpark here in Kinston. They lead 7-1. Nuri Carrasco back out on the mound. Chance to pitch an inning of his own after getting the final out of the sixth inning and closing the books on a great outing from Carlos Espinosa. Now he'll face Ian Moeller. That's Anthony Calarco. He got Moeller to end the inning on a ground out, and Calarco swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. Designated hitter 0 for 2 so far, and Carrasco with a quick 0-2 on him. Didn't get a chance to get to Dory's numbers, but 4-5 on the year with a 2.15 earned run average over 25 outings. He has been exceptional in relief. Foul ball goes off the inside of Luis Encarnacion's foot, but he's all right. He has now pitched an even 38 innings, including the out last inning. There's 27 hits allowed during that stretch. 0-2 taken low by Calarco. 42 strikeouts to 14 walks. Carrasco kicks his leg, and the 1-2 hits sharply on the ground to second, but fielded perfectly by Dari Lorenzo, and a short throw to first in plenty of time. So a couple of ground outs so far in Carrasco's outing. One away, and here is JoJo Blackman, who has reached base twice, the only Down East Wood Duck that can claim that in this ball game. He's the only guy who had a real great deal of success in the game against Espinosa. There's a called strike one, of course, outside of Zion Bannister, whose RBI triple, the only run support in this ball game for Down East pitching. And Blackman cracks one into left center field. That ball will head all the way to the wall. cut off by Lofton. No, it gets away from him. He has to go back to get it. Blackman will be held at third base. We'll see how they score it. Lofton had a lot of trouble getting that ball up off of the grass, but it's a runner at third with one out. And JoJo Blackman has now reached base in all three of his trips. He has done his part. Looks like Lofton kind of booted that ball as he came over to it in left center field. No error, though, flashed on the board, so this might be yet another triple. Be the fourth of the game from both teams combined. First pitch, grounded foul by Donyer Cueva just outside of first base. Haven't gotten an official ruling yet. They're talking this one over as to whether it would be an error, but no, it is going to be a triple, and the fifth triple of the year for Blackman. The 0-1 to Cueva, and he is jammed, fouls it off to the left. Been a ball game to forget for Donyer Cueva. A couple of strikeouts. That's been the case for a lot of Wood Ducks. 10 strikeouts as a team so far. Cueva lays off one in the dirt, and you'll see another pitch. The 23rd game played between these two teams this season. Series finale, 1 o'clock tomorrow. 1-2, nearly comes in and gets Cueva. Good stop, though, by the catcher Encarnacion, preventing it from heading to the backstop. Ducks will send Brian Shee to the mound in the series finale. Cueva, line drive caught over at second base by Lorenzo for a loud out number two. That ball tattooed by Cueva. But Lorenzo just able to reach down and pluck it before it grazed the infield dirt. Blackman forced to stay at third base. A big out there for Carrasco. Now Zion Bannister, RBI triple his last time up. Just looking for a base hit here to bring home that run. It'll be Chi versus Manuel Urias. The right-hander getting the start for Fayetteville, his second appearance of the series scheduled. Pitch misses low. Expect to see Jake Bloss as well again, maybe in relief as he got the start in Tuesday's game, the series opener. Victory for Fayetteville. We're trying to win 4-5 here in Kinston. 1-0. Called strike one. Carrasco's got that very deep arsenal. Has at least 5 pitches that he uses. And there's rumor that he gets up to 6 of them. He's got the fastball, the breaking ball, the slider, changeup, and there's that curveball. Swung on and missed. Actually, Bannister did get a piece of it. It's a foul ball. And he'll ask for time. He's got that cut fastball, too, that he mixes in there. And really, there's nothing that he won't throw at you as a hitter. Got to be ready for everything. He works from the stretch, comes to the belt. And the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got Bannister to go after a breaking ball in the dirt. And Dury Carrasco strands a runner at third. Blackman with a one-out triple, but he advances no further. We have played 7 full from Granger Stadium. Fayetteville 7. Down East 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand.
Two innings left to play in this one. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top, 7-1, trying to win their fourth in five games this week here in Down East. Colin Casey taking you through the conclusion of this one, filling in for Andrew Chapman all weekend long. Back on the mound, the left-hander Cole Drake. His first pitch is hit hard out to center field by Paz Ferreras. A dive, and that ball gets away from the outfielder Gutierrez. Wide turn from Ferreras, and he will dive back into first base. He's got a single. Gutierrez is able to knock it down with that heck of an effort in right center field. Ball bounced off his glove, bounded a couple of feet away. Got some good support, though, from Blackman, who came over to help out. He's fired back in quickly, and Ferreras held to a single. He was 0-for-3 prior to that, so he's able to get on the board with a hit. And the leadoff man is on, Jackson Lofton, who has reached base in all three of his trips to the plate. 2-for-2 with a home run, a hit by pitch, and an RBI. Takes one outside. This is his third time facing Drake, who he's homered off of and also dropped a single into shallow right. Ferreras, not a huge threat to run over at first, but he does have a couple of steals. 1-0. Fastball just outside. Woodpeckers broke through with two runs in the third inning, grabbed another in the fifth, and then a big three-run sixth inning really separated them from Down East. Letter high fastball, and that's called a strike. They grabbed another last inning in the seventh. They have scored in all three innings in which Cole Drake has been in the ball game. He has given Down East some length, though, the back end of this ball game after four innings from their starter, Brock Porter. 2-1 and Lofton out in front. Wraps it towards the rain tarp, foul. Woodpeckers with just one more home series on the year. And it's their final series in the second week of September against the Charleston River Dogs. We're looking to getting tickets to that home series. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the place to go. And of course, just visit our box office on 460 Hay Street in Fayetteville, North Carolina. A swing and a fly ball off the end of the bat from Lofton. Shallow left center, Gutierrez calling everyone off, and he has it for the first out. So that's the first time that Lofton has been retired this evening. One out, Ferreira still at first, and Juan Santander, who has been all over the place in this series so far as hits go. He doesn't have one yet so far. He's 0-for-3. Did reach on an error in the sixth inning, and that ball in play allowed Luis Encarnacion to dash home, so it was a productive reach on an error. And Santander hits it foul to the left.
That's another Down East heating and air conditioning. Foul ball, your local Bryant cooling systems dealer.
Good Saturday afternoon crowd here at Granger Stadium, one of the oldest parks, not just in the Carolina League, but in all of minor league baseball. Throw over, and the 0-1 will wait. Ferreras back with a dive. Long look over again, and now Ferreras on the move. The 0-1 hit high in the air to center field. Gutierrez waiting for it to come down, makes the catch, and Ferreras heads on back to first, two down. A couple of flyouts to center from Lofton and Santander, and now Lorenzo will dig in. He is 0-for-3. Elsewhere around the Houston Astros system, got the Asheville Tourists, who are underway at home against the Brooklyn Cyclones coming down from New York. Scoreless in the middle of the fourth inning in that ball game. Fastball misses up and in. Of course, the return of Ryan Clifford to Asheville. Big storyline there. But Tyler Whitaker getting his high A career underway, and he's already got a pair of home runs since being called up. 1-0 to Dari. It's on the outside corner, and Chappie and I talked about it a lot over the last several weeks on the air, but Tyler Whitaker had been hitting the cover off the ball but not really getting the results for it. Moves up to McCormick Field, great place to go if you want results, and we're starting to see it from Witt. As Lorenzo swings through that pitch, it's 1-2. And a guy who got unlucky earlier in the year with the injury that knocked him out for a couple of months, came back and hit a three-run home run in his first game back, did it again, hit a home run on the 4th of July the following night in Zebulon, and has really just worked hard to get that promotion. As Ferreras is on the move, it's off the end of the bat. Lorenzo, a number to first. Piotto picks it up, and he'll take it himself to retire the side. Three unassisted ends the inning, so Ferreras a leadoff single, but he has left at first base. Three straight outs for Cole Drake to get out of it, and it remains a six-run deficit for Downey's. We're on to the bottom of the eighth, 7-1 Fayetteville.
Never light on my lawn. Why does it rain and never say good day to the newborn? On the big screen they showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real one. It's never quite the same as the real one. Never learn why media's were born. I only found in schools that were so worn and torn. If anyone can cry, then so can I. I read books and draw life from the eye. All my life is drawings from the eye. Tell me, Gracie, how does it feel?
Fayetteville six outs away from securing their fourth victory of the week here in Kinston. Dory Carrasco is back on the mound. Gets a swing and a miss from Downey's nine-hitter, Devin Hurdle, who is 0-2. And the Woodpeckers got an 11 strikeouts as a staff, 10 of them from Carlos Espinosa, who goes 5 2/3. One run on two hits, two walks, and those 10 strikeouts. Fastball called strike two on the outside corner, and Carrasco put in a spot here. He can go the rest of the way, perhaps, and end up earning himself a 3 1/3 inning save. Starts his windup and his 0-2. Chased after and missed. Good breaking ball down and outside, and Devin Hurdle strikes out, moves to 0-3 on the night. Back-to-back punch outs now for Carrasco. One away, and here's a guy who struggled with punch-outs in Connor Piotto, the leadoff man, 0-3. He's got a hat trick so far. Two other games in the Astros system in the minors that have yet to begin, both out in the Midwest and in Texas. First pitch misses inside. Out in Springfield, Missouri, the Corpus Christi Hooks visiting Springfield, the Cardinals AA affiliate. That game will start at 7:35, so a little over a half hour from now. Two balls, no strikes on Piotto. And then at 8:05, Rhett Koba will make his Sugarland Space Cowboys debut. He was called up today. And he will face the Reno Aces. As there's a swing and a miss, it's 2-1. Pitch misses downstairs, so make it 3-1. But good to see Koba flying up the ranks, and he wasn't the only former Woodpecker to receive a promotion earlier today. Carrasco misses inside, ball 4, one out walk, and Piotto heads on down to first. The other, of course, was A.J. Blubaugh, who right around this time a year ago was pitching for the Woodpeckers after being drafted. In the middle rounds by Houston. Made a couple of outings after being drafted last year as Gutierrez, the batter, fouls first pitch off the inside of his leg. But he pitched well enough during spring training and instructionals that he started this year in High A Asheville. Had some solid numbers there and ended up getting the call today to Double A. So he is now with the Corpus Christi Hooks. 0-1. And Gutierrez sends it up the third baseline. It's 0-2. So a lot of Woodpeckers from last year's team have risen towards the upper levels of the Astros system. 0-2 chased after by Gutierrez. He's frustrated with himself, and Dory Carrasco picks up his third strikeout out of the pen. He has fanned three of the last four. And with two down, down east heart of the lineup coming up. Later, Figueroa, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts and a walk. Only batter that Carrasco has yet to face so far in his outing. Starts him off with a great changeup. Dips down low. 0-1. Piotto. Couple of steps off the bag, and Figueroa out in front rips it foul towards the concourse. Look out. Right over that green hill. Unique feature here at Granger Stadium, where it's a little strip of grass, very similar to the berm at Segra Stadium, but it's down the right field line in foul territory. I'll tell you what, they do a nice job of maintaining that. It is bright green, and the grass is always cut perfectly. Granted, not a whole lot of room to have to cut there as the 0-2 misses low. It's a pretty small area-wise and thin. It's probably about, I'd say, 8 to 10 feet wide and probably a good 50 feet long. There's a concrete staircase in between as well. Off the end of the bat, sent into center field by Figueroa. Rounding second, heading to third base is Connor Piotto. He's in with a dive, no throw, and it'll be first and third with two outs now for the Wood Ducks. Just the fourth hit of the ball game. Figueroa stands at first base, and Ian Moeller with two outs will try to at least get down east within yelling distance. The ninth inning right around the corner. One big swing here, very well do that job. He gets a breaking ball well located from Carrasco. Does appear to be a right-hander starting to get loose in the Woodpeckers bullpen as Moeller chases a high fastball, nothing in two. A little tough to tell though, the banners out in the right center field obscuring that bullpen. Can just barely though see the mound right in between a couple of those banners. The nothing and two pitch hit on the ground to first and fielded nicely by Garrett Guillemette using his catching skills to get his body in front of it. Steps on the bag, and just like that, the inning is over. First time that Down East has stranded multiple runners in this game. They have now left six total. Dory Carrasco pitches himself out of another jam. We're on to the ninth inning, 7-1 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All the suffering we breathe. So many lonely faces scattered all around, searching for what they need. Is this the world we created? What did we do it for? Is this the world we invaded? Against the law, so it seems. This
is sitting on his throne, waiting for life to go by. Oh, is this the world we created? We made it all our own. Is this the world we devastated? Right to the bone. If there's a God in the sky looking down, but can he think of what we've done to the world that he created?
On to the ninth inning in Kinston, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers enjoy a 7-1 lead, and they'll face a new left-hander out of the Down East bullpen, the third arm used by manager Carlos Maldonado, and facing the top third of the Woodpeckers' order and starting off his outing with a breaking ball outside is left-hander C.J. Widger. It is 1-0. Widger has appeared in 18 games across two levels of minor league baseball this year, started with the ACL Rangers, and now finds himself in Down East as Cam Fisher hits one hard on the ground through the right side of the infield. He's got himself his second hit of the ball game, a leadoff single. Barreled that one up pretty well. In Down East, though, for Widger, 2-0 with a 1.15 earned run average, 15 and two-thirds innings. Opponents, though, hitting 295 against him, so he has given up his fair share of hits, but to his credit, has limited the runs to just two earned runs since arriving to single A. Bryce Matthews with a check swing. Ian Moeller will appeal, and it did look like Matthews went. He did. It is 0-1. Bryce Matthews so far today, 1-for-3. Two strikeouts, but he's also walked, singled, and scored twice. He takes a breaking ball from Widger down and in. Widger, the 2021 10th round pick and the New Jersey native, 24 years old, taken by the Rangers. 1-1, fastball inner half, called strike two. Missed all of last year, though, due to injury. So really getting his, trying to make up for lost time after not getting a chance to pitch in 2021 or 2022. His 1-2, and he blows away Matthews with a fastball. So Bryce Matthews strikes out for the third time this afternoon. Moves to 1-for-4 after Fisher's single. Widger bounces back and gets the first out. He'll now face Luis Baez, who has put together two big swings over his last couple of plate appearances. Like Matthews, started off with two strikeouts, but an RBI triple in the sixth and a double in the seventh. He is caught out in front on a good curveball. Talk about those doubles from Baez. Continues to rack them up. The 0-1, inside-out swing, flares it foul to the right. Give him 14 doubles across both levels this year, but that's now a dozen in Fayetteville for Baez. Put in perspective, Sandro Gaston, the team leader, 19 of them. And he's been with the Woodpeckers all year, or at least was until he was moved to the Florida Complex League just a few days ago. There's a swing and a miss, and Baez down on strike, so he gets a hat trick as well. And Widger, a couple of strikeouts in a row. So Fisher still at first, two away. Garrett Guillemette trying to reach base for the first time, but he's had a couple of productive plate appearances with two sacrifice flies in the sixth and the seventh. Two RBIs. And send another one in the air out towards the outfield. Anthony Gutierrez jogging in. So is the right fielder, Blackman, and he makes the catch. So once again, the leadoff man on for Fayetteville, but nothing after it. Fisher stranded at first. The Woodpeckers comfortably ahead as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-1 they lead. Derry Carrasco will look to finish it off. He heads back to the mound. We'll be back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Older than I'm younger than that now.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name.
Bottom of the ninth inning at Granger Stadium. The Woodpeckers on top, 7-1, and Dury Carrasco will try to finish off this ball game and earn the save as he misses outside with a fastball to Anthony Calarco, who is 0-for-3 on the ball game. Quickly working Carrasco, and he drops a 12-6 curveball in for a called strike. Carrasco entered this ball game with two outs in the sixth inning. And so by rule, finishes the ball game pitching three or more innings. That does qualify as a save. Misses outside. It's 2-1 for him. That would be his second save of the year in two opportunities. Fouled off. 2-2 now on Calarco. He'll be followed by JoJo Blackman and then Donyer Cueva. Trying to pull off a crazy comeback in this ninth, trailing by six. Carrasco's 2-2, and caught out in front is Calarco, but he does stay alive. This will be one of the longest outings of the year as well for Carrasco. Guy who usually goes one or two innings at a time. He's already gone 2 1/3 so far. Make it 2 2/3. Foul tipped and held onto. Dury Carrasco picks up his fourth strikeout of the outing. Woodpeckers now two outs away from securing the victory and the series. And out for Blackman. And with that out, this match is the second longest outing of the year for Carrasco, 2 2/3. Fastball crosses up Encarnacion and misses inside. His longest came earlier in the month, in fact, and it was a mop-up roll August 8th on the road against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He went 3 2/3. A ground ball to second. Dari Lorenzo, who's been busy all night. Another perfect play from him. And the Woodpeckers, one out away from the victory. 4-3 put out. First time that Blackman has been retired. It'll be up to Daniel Cueva, who will try to shake off an 0-for-3 outing, two strikeouts and a lineout. Carrasco winds and delivers. Hit on the ground towards short. This should do it. Bryce Matthews comes up throwing, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers take home a 7-1 victory on this Saturday afternoon at Granger Stadium. They secure the series victory and have won four of their last five over the Down East Wood Ducks. Fives are high. High fives all around from the infield. And Dury Carrasco picks up his second save of the season. Carlos Espinosa, with arguably his best outing in a Woodpeckers uniform, earns the victory. And Fayetteville will head into Sunday afternoon with a chance to win 5 of 6 for just the second time this year in a six-game series. We'll wrap it all up when we come back. Woodpeckers win 7-1. Final score and highlights and all the stats when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Another day of another Fayetteville Woodpeckers W here at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. Final score, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7 and the Down East Wood Ducks 1. The Woodpeckers jumped out in front early, never looked back. They got some excellent pitching on the mound, starting with Carlos Espinosa going 5 2/3, striking out a career-high 10 batters and allowing just one run on two hits and two walks. Meanwhile, he turned the ball over to Dory Carrasco, and he was equally as effective in relief. 3 1/3 innings, gives up 0 runs on 2 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts, and earns his second save of the season. And all that offense came on some big swings from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, starting with a 2-run triple in the 3rd inning. Cam Fisher got it going after a costly mistake in the field by the Wood Ducks. Fayetteville expanded that lead in the 5th inning on a solo home run, the 7th of the year, off the bat of Jackson Lofton. Wood Ducks got their only run in the 5th on an RBI triple of their own from Zion Bannister, but 3 more runs coming across to score in a big 6th inning for Fayetteville, and that basically put the game on ice from there. Saw an RBI triple from Luis Baez. Garrett Guillemette with a sacrifice fly. He had a pair of sack flies in that ball game. Baez with a triple and a double. And, of course, Jackson Lofton, as previously mentioned, with the home run, the single. He also was hit by a pitch, scored a pair of runs. Bryce Matthews also scoring a few runs as well. And just a complete offensive performance from the Woodpeckers to go along with the great pitching they got from both Espinosa and Carrasco. Ends up being 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Woodpeckers, who improved to 51-68 on the regular season. And for the time being, stay alive in the playoff race, although if Charleston wins, a win for them tomorrow or a Woodpeckers loss tomorrow would eliminate the Woodpeckers from playoff contention. But still, Woodpeckers playing some good baseball as of late, and as mentioned before, they've won four of their last five games. Meanwhile, Down East now falls to 62-52 in the regular season, and they end up dropping to 25-28 on the second half thus far. The win goes to Carlos Espinosa, who improves to 4-3 on the year, and Brock Porter does get the loss. He falls to 0-3. Pitched four solid innings, but the error coupled with the triple from Fisher ends up being charged to him. His final line score, four innings. He gives up two runs, one earned on one hit, zero walks, and eight strikeouts for the Rangers' fourth-round pick from last year's draft. And, of course, Carrasco picks up his second save. And his ERA with those three and a third scoreless innings now drops below two on the season at 1.98. Mentioned before, seven runs, nine hits, no errors for Fayetteville. One run on four hits and two errors for Down East, both teams leaving six runners on base in the ball game. But the Woodpeckers pick up yet another victory in front of one of the largest crowds of the year here at Granger Stadium. They packed them in at 3,009. 2 hours and 13 minutes is how long it took for the Woodpeckers to secure a 7-1 series-clinching victory over the Down East Wood Ducks. And these two teams will do battle once again tomorrow, one final time, as these North Carolina rivals will battle it out one final time again. Sunday afternoon ball game and an early first pitch, 1 o'clock. First pitch right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch app. Only place you can catch all the play-by-play in that ball game. And it would be Brian Shee, the right-hander for Down East, taking on the right-hander Manuel Urias for the Woodpeckers, who try to take 5-6 from the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. So that'll do it for tonight's broadcast here in Kinston, North Carolina, for my broadcast partner, Andrew Chapman, who we will see back on the airwaves on Tuesday in Kannapolis, but I'll have you covered for tomorrow as well. My name is Colin Casey. This has been another edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, through the MILB First Pitch app, and on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, and we will talk to you tomorrow. First pitch at 1 o'clock again. Broadcast will start 5 minutes before at 12:55 Eastern Time. So long, everyone, and we will see you for the series finale on Sunday. It's been another edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Let's go down.